Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Sheree, here's a pop quiz question for you. Why is Ryan Lambert called the Plastic Man?
I'm going to guess because he likes to use artificial bait.
You would be correct this morning. And of course, now we might change his name to Waldo because we never know where he is. Where is Waldo? Where's Ryan? He could be in Canada. He could be in Mexico, Argentina. He could just be around Luling or maybe even around Buras. Let's find out where he is today. Captain Ryan, where are you?
I'm in Buras today.
Good place for you. What you doing there?
Fishing. I had live shrimp on my boat yesterday.
Oh my God, that's a historic event. Did they write it down on a calendar down there?
I never opened my live well.
You just had him there as backup for confidence.
They had a competition. They said, "Well, we got to have live shrimp. How are we going to compete?" I put him in there for you. We never opened the live well.
That's great. Where did you fish and what did y'all catch?
We went east side. Everybody did real good yesterday. Most of them had their limited reds. A few of them had limits of trout, white trout, bass, catfish. Anything, bull drum, it don't matter. I mean, it's just on.
What a great time of the year to be fishing down there, huh?
Oh, gosh. It's just phenomenal. Wasn't supposed to blow today. Now they say it's going to blow. Right now it's not blowing too bad. Everybody's getting ready to go out. So, I picked up a little cold when I got home, but I think I'm going to go and check some spots for fly fishing today. I got some fly fishing coming up. I want to get some spots close.
Yeah, well, you need to do some observations for some of those feathered friends that come down here. I only got one call or report this morning that the front brought some birds in. That was from Captain Rob, and said he saw pintails, teal, and a few widgeon down in Venice.
I'm covered up.
And another front or two will be here before it opens, probably. So that's going to be great if they
stay. The boys are coming down today, and everybody's going to get out in the marsh and build blinds and put up signs and all that good stuff. But there's plenty of birds, plenty of teal, plenty of pintails, gadwalls. So, it all comes on time. You know, it all works out. So hopefully we have a good season. We didn't get beat up by a hurricane, so lots of food. Man, I can't wait. This could be a good season.
Yeah, it's cast and blast time. You know, I had a listener texted me a question for you. It was after we got off the air with you. He wanted to know how you what you had to do or go through to transport the birds from Canada that you were bringing in. I don't know that you bring some back, but if you were,
You have to leave a wing on and put your license and every species written on your ice chest on top, and then you can bring them back.
So it's the same thing as if you give your birds to someone else when you're transporting them. That's the same regulation.
Transport them here too. Same thing, you know.
If you do it here,
from one state to another, something like that, you have to leave a wing on or a head so they can identify it. So I don't know why you need to have a giant Canada goose wing to identify it. Just leave the head on, for God's sakes.
But you might be carrying someone else's birds, or you give them to someone. You have to have your name, the date you shot them, and by species and identification tagged on them in order to be legal. So it's kind of the same thing. Did you bring any of those birds back from Canada?
No, I didn't, and it killed me because they told me I couldn't. And when I got there, they said I could. you know, the guys I was going with say, because I wanted to bring a couple of those greater Canadas home. Oh, my gosh, that's a big bird.
Yeah, that feeds a lot of people.
I'm going to cook ducks today. I'm going to render them in that bear fat again. That makes it so good. Golly. You know, I saw somebody else do that. Oh, you boy that builds the duck calls, Paul. What's his name? The one that builds the cane duck calls.
Fitzpatrick?
No, the guy that's on Facebook a lot that's got the big Cajun accent. He builds the...
Oh, he's up in the Vols Parish.
Yeah.
Can't think of his name right now.
Somebody sent him some bear fat, and he did the same thing. I said, look at my boy, huh?
Where do you get bear fat? What aisle on the counter at Rouse's is bear fat?
No, they don't have bear fat, but I that's what I render my ducks in. When I'm browning them, I brown them in that bear fat. Whoa. They come out so nice.
Yeah.
It's something to talk about, you know?
Yeah, well, if you can get it, you know, if you can, maybe you create a new product, you know, bear fat.
Well, the bear's not going to like it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, look, y'all hold the fort down there, and I'm glad everything's going good. East side of the river, the river's low, and ducks are coming in. Man, life is good in Buras at Cajun Fishing.
Are you going Thursday to the Menhaden thing?
I will be catching it by Zoom.
Okay.
I will be listening to everyone that's going to step up to the microphone. I didn't think they needed me there. There's going to be a packed house, I'm sure, to oppose.
Yeah, I wanted to be there. You know, they talk about sending surveys and doing majority rule stuff. Well, I think the majority says they don't need all that mess. Yeah. It's making a big difference. It really does. You know, people need to speak up. It's time. It's time to take our water back.
Well, you know, I mean, it's the whole thing that's the worst thing about it is they reached an agreement, they reached a deal, and now they want to go back on it, you know, and it's just, yeah. I think people have just had enough. We've given as much as, more than any other state has, and they still want more. They're not happy with it. So we'll see what happens.
They got politics involved. You can bet on that. So. Yep.
All right, we'll somebody wants to call you and chat with you and talk to you and...
They better bring me a pill if they want to talk.
Yeah, you sound like you need something. They'll get you some NyQuil sent down there to Buras. Tell them the phone number down there.
It's 504-559-5111.
All right, Waldo. I mean, Ryan, we'll see you next week, buddy.
All right, brother. We'll see y'all.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Boy, he sounds bad, huh? But you know what? Ain't going to stop him. He's going to be out there and all that stuff.
Absolutely. I know one thing. You made me hungry this morning talking about cooking, rendering ducks and bear fat.
That's not bad stuff. All right. We come back. We're going to wrap it up with your text messages to 504-260-1870 on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.